Sometimes God asks us to do things that we don't understand at the time, that we don't know why we should be doing them. He never tells us to do something wrong. That is Satan speaking, not God. God never tempts anyone with evil. That's what the scripture says. Do not say that when you are tempted that God tempted me. But sometimes we are asked to do things and we don't see exactly why, but we know the Lord wants us to do those things. Listen to what happened to a man who had leprosy. It's in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. And when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And look, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, you be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See that you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now, why did Jesus say to this man, don't tell anyone, but go to the priest first? I think it's because Jesus cared for the priest. You see, this man was unclean, this leper, and he would remain unclean even though he was healed until the priest looked at him and said, your leprosy, your skin disease is cleansed, it's gone. But if this man had told everyone around and they had seen this happening, when he went to the priest, there would be a great crowd around, and that priest would be under great pressure if he knew that it was Jesus that did it. But if the man comes to him alone and says to the priest, this is what happened, then the priest can evaluate and can say in his own mind, who is this Jesus who heals in this way? I know this man had leprosy. You see, Jesus always knows the best way to do things, and when he speaks to us, we should be obedient to him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me always, always to be obedient. Even when I don't understand, I know you'll never ask me to do anything wrong, and I don't have to do anything wrong or against your word or against the Bible. But you, Lord, sometimes direct my spirit to do some things I don't quite understand, but I do them because I know you see the long picture, the big picture. And I read later on, when the church was established, that there were a great number of priests who became obedient to the gospel. And I think it was in just this same way that privately in their own minds, they understood that this man had the power of God and that Jesus was their hope. And so they believed. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.